This podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY and receive $20 back on your purchase ticket. I know summer concerts are coming up pretty soon here. So use SeatGeek.com, promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, ALMIGHTY. Use that code and you'll receive $20 rebate on your purchase seating ticket. SeatGeek.com, better seats, better prices. I like this background music. I know you can't see me dancing right now, but I'm really feeling this intro beat. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. And let me start off by saying this. Every clique, every group has a tough guy. You got the pretty boy. You got the passive, aggressive, laid back person. But there's also that third guy. And that third guy is the guy that will get stuff done. The guy that doesn't take anything from anybody. The guy that has your back no matter what happens. And Golden State missed that guy in Game 5. His name was Draymond Green. And they missed that tough guy. The guy that you can rely on. And it showed in Game 5. What happened? Oh, nothing much. LeBron and Kyrie combined for 41 apiece. Draymond Green has been a part of all 88 wins for Golden State. Steph hasn't. Draymond has. The Golden State Warriors are plus 11 with Draymond in games that Steph Curry doesn't play in. And I'm going to say this. I was listening to Colin Cowherd, and he said, Steph gives Golden State more of what they're already great at. Draymond gives Golden State something they don't have without him. And Steph's great. Steph's the best shooter of all time. But Draymond Green is that third wheel Rodman-ish player. Draymond Green is a 2016 Dennis Rodman. Not quite the rebounder like him, but he can play make. He can shoot threes. A balanced player that can basically do it all. And I'ma do it all. On the offensive end and the defensive end. And Golden State clearly missed that. And yo, I know Klay Thompson went off. This game reminds me of the game Klay Thompson had against Oklahoma City that forced the game 7. The only difference is Klay didn't have the tough guy having his back. Klay only got 2 shots in the 4th quarter. How did that happen? I don't know. I'm not the coach. I can't tell you. Kermit the Frog, that's none of my business. Get out my business ass. Stay the about my business. Cleveland countered that Klay Thompson haymaker. It took LeBron and Kyrie to get 41 points apiece. Hold up. We're forgetting about Kevin Love. I'm sorry, Kevin. 2 points for you. Good job. And there was nothing Golden State could do about that whatsoever. And with Draymond being out, and you can say he shouldn't have got suspended. Conspirators are going to say, oh, man, they wanted LeBron to win. Are you guys mad that we're getting another game in this series? Are you guys mad about that? Tell me what they mad for. Because this is a business at the end of the day. This is professional basketball. Revenue is involved. You think after that boring Eastern Conference Finals, yes, it was a boring Eastern Conference Finals. I know it went to 6. It was a boring Eastern Conference Finals. We knew Cleveland was going to win the series the whole time. We knew that. Revenue was definitely played a part in this. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a conspiracy. It's a fact. And Draymond had it coming to him. He had a suspension coming. He got a pass. He got a pass against Steven Adams. He did. The same reason he didn't get suspended for that game, he needs Steven Adams, is the same reason why he got suspended for Game 5. Business. Revenue. Entertainment. And I love the game of basketball, but it's a business. Professional basketball is a business. And if they can make some more money off of one person suspension, they're going to take advantage of it. Especially if that player has a history of this before. Give LeBron credit. Because at first, I thought, man, Draymond was able to get under LeBron James' skin. And then I did a podcast with Almighty Baller and Oliver Maroney. And they both said, hold up, wait a minute.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished?
LeBron is a super genius. You think LeBron is really going to lose his cool like that? And it occurred to me. He set Draymond Green up. He knew about Draymond Green flagrant foul situation. And he said, yo, I'm LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Let me take this to another level.
I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level.
Let me act prima donna-ish and get in my way and make it a bigger deal than it needed to be so we can get this guy suspended so we can have a chance in game 5 and come back to Cleveland for game 6. And if we win game 6, hey, all chips on deck. LeBron's a genius. Because at first I was like, oh, wow, he made LeBron mad. This must be bad. You know, it takes a lot to, you know, make LeBron mad because he is LeBron James. He is a billion-dollar mogul. He is the face of the NBA. And if he's not the face of the NBA now, he has been for the last decade. He was basically the messiah of basketball coming in. Reverse psychology James, psychiatrist James, was able to get Draymond suspended. And he took advantage of it in game 5. Now on to game 5. We call Klay Thompson and Golden State the Splash Bros. Well, LeBron and Kyrie were the Slash Bros. Because when they were both inside the painted area, they combined for 14 for 21 in the paint. That's 66%. They went super Slash Bros. They took advantage of Draymond not being on the court. They took advantage of bogus injury that occurred later on, and I'll touch on that later. And they got the job done. Kevin Love, what happened to him?
Kevin's not here.
He's out. No ifs, ands, buts about it. You're not paying a guy $113 million to get you 2 points. That doesn't even rebound anymore. 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. 33 minutes. I'll pass.
It's a no for me.
I'd rather get a cheap dinner, get the McPick from McDonald's, than go out to a fancy steakhouse to a person that doesn't even deserve it. I'm cool on that. I'll save my money. Speaking about saving money, Harrison Barnes. I've been on the record for not giving Harrison Barnes a max contract. And once again, he proved me right. 2 for 14 shooting. 2 for 14 shooting. Oh, Blake, it was a minor game. No, it showed how limited he is as a player. They put Harrison Barnes in that Draymond Green position when he comes off the pick and roll. Instead of him getting his side shots, and Isaiah Thomas pointed this out after the game, and instead of getting those side corner shots, which is the shortest distance length from the three-point line, which he's used to, he was taking those long jumpers that Draymond does. Harrison Barnes did not hit those long threes. Harrison Barnes did not make smart decisions off the pick and pops. He did not take advantage of Draymond being out. But yet, we want to give this man a max contract. Why would you give max money, and this is debatable, to arguably the 6th best player on the team? It was the 4th of regular season. He has now been down to the 6th best player on the team. If Livingston's having a good night, I'm taking Sean Livingston over him. Is Sean Livingston worth a max deal? I don't think so. He can start for any team in the league. He's not worth a max contract. let's name Golden State's best players. Steph, Klay, Draymond, Iggy. Fifth and sixth, if Sean Livingston's having a good night, I'm taking Livingston over Barnes. Sean Livingston, with 22 minutes in the playoffs, is giving me 8.5 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists a game. Harrison Barnes, 31 minutes, 9.5 points, with 4.5 rebounds. Huh? He's giving me 10 more minutes than Sean Livingston, and that's what I'm getting, and I understand he's playing with Steph. I understand he's playing with Klay. But Draymond was out. You had open looks, and you went 2-for-14? Huh. Interesting. Real interesting. So you had an opportunity to get looks, and you didn't take advantage of it. I'm passing on a max deal on Harrison Barnes. I will stick with that. Houston series, he was a no-show. Portland, he was mediocre. OKC, mediocre. You don't give max contract to mediocre. You don't give max contracts to average people. And I hate that's what the NBA is becoming right now. I get we have money to play with. I get the salary cap is going up. You have to pay the players so you can keep the players. I'll pass on giving max money to an average player. Kevin Love has now become an average player. Kevin Love doesn't rebound. Kevin Love doesn't play defense. Tristan Thompson has earned every penny of that $82 million contract. He's giving me over 10 boards a game. He's giving me sustainable defense. What is Kevin Love doing right now? Oh, nothing much. Just getting outplayed by Richard Jefferson. That's all. Spend your money wisely. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to use it. Now, let's give Cleveland credit. And when I say Cleveland, I mean Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. In this series, when they combine over 30 points apiece, they win the game. They win the game, and that's a huge burden to carry. But when you're playing Golden State, you have to bring that capability every night. And when that happens, they win. People might not like what I'm about to say here. That was a Shaq and Kobe type of game. It was. That game was supposed to be what LeBron and Dwayne Wade was going to do in Miami. But Wade got hurt. This is why LeBron went back to Cleveland for a younger guard on the perimeter that he can rely on. I'm on the record for not being the biggest Kyrie Irving fan. But Uncle Drew showed up to play in Game 5. And Uncle Drew is going to have to be able to do that Game 6 and Game 7. This is the help that LeBron wanted. This is the help that LeBron needs. And Kyrie Irving did that. Richard Jefferson gave cool minutes. J.R. Smith gave good minutes. Amon Shumpert, 26 minutes off the bench. Couple steals. Cleveland has a chance in Game 6. And with Andrew Bogut being out, things are getting interesting. And I know Bogut only plays about 10 to 20 minutes a game, if that. But he helps out the little things that Draymond Green is allowed to do. Draymond Green can now stretch the floor with Bogut being out because, you know, Bogut is going to be able to rim protect. He's going to be able to block shots. Draymond Green is not a rim protector. Excellent defender. He's not a rim protector. And I know Anderson Varejao is not getting 20 minutes. You can't get that many charges in 20 minutes. You can't do that. Will Azeeley show up? Azeeley's been MIA. He has gave capable minutes before. But Andrew Bogut was a good shot blocker. So they are definitely going to miss him. Most patients are not a rim protector. James Michael McAdoo has been unproven at this point. So they're going to miss them. If Golden State does eventually win this series, if they win this series, and it's still more than likely they will, Draymond Green is the finals MVP. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I thought I was Iggy the first couple of games. But man, after that game 5, you see how much they missed Draymond? If they win this series, he is Finals MVP. And man, looking back at Game 5, where was Golden State's bench at? And I've been on the record for saying that Golden State has the deeper and better team because of their role players. But besides Sean Livingston, who shot 3-for-7, the rest of the bench combined for 2-for-13 from the bench. 2-for-13 from the bench. And this is the deeper Golden State team. Mo Spates didn't help out at all. Actually, he did help out. He did help out for that 2-for-13 because he shot 0-for-6. So Mo Spates went 0-for-6. So he did help out on that 2-for-13 shooting. I don't see that happening again. I don't. I think Game 6 is going to be intense. Cleveland has the capability of doing this. LeBron and Kyrie can go off again, especially with Bogut out and you sat 66% in the paint. Slash again, man. Slash again. I think for Kevin Love, it's chops no matter what.
How come he don't want me, man?
He showed how inconsistent he can be, and it's just not worth the money. Look for him going to Boston next year. Boston has that third overall pick. Maybe the third overall pick in a player such as Jay Crowder, Avery Bradley. I was talking to Almighty Prophet about that one. I don't see Celtics giving up Avery Bradley. I don't. But, you know, anything's possible in today's NBA. Could you imagine, just a hypothetical, it's top of my head right here. Could you imagine Kevin Love for, let's say, Jay Crowder and the number 3 overall pick? I think Boston would do that. Could you imagine that? That put Jay Crowder and LeBron together? What? Now you can really play small ball with great defense. And then with that third pick, what? You draft the guard? Buddy Hield? That's a nice little... I'll take that. I'll take Jay Crowder and Buddy Hield for Kevin Love at this point. I would definitely do that. Have JR come off the bench, or even Buddy come off the bench just to spread the floor out. Wow, that's nice. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying that's a nice little trade if I'm Cleveland. And Boston always wanted Kevin Love, even after the whole Olynyk, you know, freak injury thing. And Boston can't get anybody in free agency, so trade is going to be the way they're going to have to go. As far as Game 6 predictions, I think they will get it done. I think they will go back to Golden State for a Game 7. But beating Golden State 3 times in a row, that's a hard thing to do. Very hard thing to do. And wouldn't it be funny? Oklahoma City up 3-1. They eventually lose the series. What if Golden State did the same thing? That's a big collapse. That's a huge collapse. But it's too early. Let's not rush to anything. It's only one game. It's only one game. So let's see what happens. It should be a really good game. But I'm expecting the same game from LeBron and Kyrie. Why? Because they're going to have to do it if they want to win. That's why. As always, this podcast was brought to you by SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps. ALMIGHTY. Use that code and you'll receive $20 rebate on your purchased SeatGeek ticket. Use the code. I know summer concerts are coming up. So use the promo code ALMIGHTY and receive $20 back on your purchase ticket. Also, this podcast is brought to you by FanEssentials.net. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY and receive 30% off your first month subscription. That's 1% a day. You have the dopest gear. You get 2 shirts. You get posters. You get hats. You can choose your package deal. Rep your favorite team. With 30% off, that's even cheaper. Definitely check out FanEssentials.net. As always, thank you for listening to The Fast Break. We have our NBA draft special coming up pretty soon here. And of course, album reviews. Once again, this is Blake Rogers. Stay lit.